And in case you're wondering, yes, I did regret singing at that octave for quite a while, but I just about made it. This is a big moment here, because this is our first entirely Kalante-written song.
The only Kalante-written song, actually. I've collaborated on a lot of these with him, but this was the only one where the tune idea, the melody, the lyrics are all just 100% me.
For my final dawn, rescue me!
And this is also a song with a bit of a production story behind it.
Oh my god. So, first off, this is Selene's song. She is the daughter of Sir Coral, who's this distinguished war hero. So, like Marcus, she was raised with very high expectations. She's supposed to be strong and independent and make her mark on the world and all that. But that's not what she wants. What she wants is to just settle down and live a quiet life with the person she loves. But that's almost heretical compared to the expectations of her.
If I'm meant to perish in this land, why do you insist I make a stand? Why can't I accept the helping hand? You want me just fine!
While I was working on the story, David was already drawing up potential song titles for the album, and the title for this track was Rescue Me. And I saw that and it was like, yes, that is perfect. That is exactly the sentiment I'm trying to capture in the novel. That is Selene. That's her character. And that inspired me. Just based off that title alone, I came up with the melody, the lyrics, everything just around that. And then I finally put this whole song together and presented it to David, and he was like, that's great! And promptly changed everything.
I didn't change everything immediately. It happened mostly by accident. It started when Kyoto had just given me the vocal line in the files that we were sending back and forth to each other. So I assumed with his liking for power ballads that that would be what it was meant to sound like, and I did a mock-up with that slow, powerful mood in mind.
So you turned my fast metal song into a ballad. It had the same melody for the chorus, but you changed the verse. And I heard your version of the song, and it was like, you know, actually, I really like what you've done with this. It sounds good. Like, this is a really good song. But in the back of my mind, I was always thinking, maybe someday I'll record my version of it that I originally had in mind and, like, present it as a bonus track or something. So I kept experimenting with it in the background while you continued to work on the main album. And then, in the meantime, you changed the chorus, too.
Yeah, when I was laying the song out with all the parts and everything, the song took on a life of its own. Kyoto's chorus just somehow didn't fit anymore with the new mood that I'd accidentally given the whole thing.
And I really liked your song. I liked what you came up with. It's beautiful. But now we had the axe handle problem, where there was just nothing left of mine anymore.
That's right, and I felt so guilty about that, because I'd forgotten that you were still working on yours in the meantime, because this was a couple of years since the start of the song by now. We got distracted on other things, and I'd just gone on without you by this point. So I was thinking that you were going to reuse your original melody for one of your own songs or something, but you were still actively working on this as a song for Selene.
So I sent David mine again, which was now a completely different song at this point, and now we had the problem of there being two Rescue Me's.
Yes, when I finally got Kyoto's copy of the song, I really wanted to use his. I put forward a few ideas like, maybe we really do have two songs called Rescue Me, one as a bonus track or something, but it always felt kind of unsatisfactory. I wanted it to have the slot that it deserved, so then I realized maybe what I have here on my end isn't Rescue Me. We already have that idea. Maybe this slower, heavier melody that I accidentally evolved is what I need for Rook's song, which we'll talk about later. And that's exactly what we did. We took what I had for Rescue Me, we moved that to Rook's song, and Kyoto's Rescue Me was restored to its rightful place and finished.
Which is a huge honor. Like, the whole time I was working on this in the background, I was always expecting it to be a bonus track, just like the alternate version of Rescue Me. But now it turns out that I wrote THE Rescue Me.
And this is one of the songs that I really love on the album, especially considering this is a first complete song. This is amazing. I really love how this came out.
I'm musically illiterate, so David keeps praising me for these intricate complexities that I accidentally came up with. I just get a tune in my head and I hum it out and I turn it over to him and he's like, wow, this is incredible. Where did you get all these unique time signatures and things like that? And I'm like, I don't know what that even means. It's just the tune that was in my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it takes a while for me to get the idea of what you originally had in mind, but once again, it's just different ideas about how songs are made up. It helps style the album a lot, I think, to have both of us with input instead of just me.